Are you feeling grateful, or are you out there lowering your shoulder into a fellow shopper?
I feel it burning deep in my soul.
Hey, it's Jeff, and welcome to Publisher Parish FM, the program for marketing-minded sales leaders and sales-minded marketing leaders. Today, Black Friday, November 27th, 2015. Woo! How are you doing today? Right? Yesterday was Thanksgiving. The numbers are up. The wrong number. This one number is going up in the wrong direction. Not only had a great Thanksgiving, but spent the week in Disney, at Disney World in Orlando, Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Epcot. You name it, we did it. Had a great week with the family. And now we're back in action, producing content on a Friday morning. So we're going to mix it up this week. We're not going to plod through our regular three segments of what I learned, the transformation segment, of which we're currently on step 6 of 7, and the podcast recommendation segment. And I want to take a second to talk about sourcing, right? So growing up at Nielsen, I was an excessive sourcer. So I sourced everything. We're trained to source every piece of data we produce. And so I make a habit of always sourcing things I've learned or facts or methods on this program and, give the proper attribution. And so this sourcing, though, has led to, inspiration. And that's why, that's what's really critical here is, we're covering people that have inspired us and that they're a great source of information. They've helped us build and refine our point of view and our thinking. So let's get started. Let's jump in. Why are we doing this channel? I've always had a burning desire to express myself from an early age. I wanted to be a producer on the children's television workshop, walk around with like a headset and a clipboard on Sesame Street and direct, Ernie and Bert and, block the scenes. That never came to fruition, ended up in sales and marketing. And here I find myself 40 some odd years later, I feel like I'm fulfilling my childhood dream of being a producer and producing great content. And while it's not entertaining, I hope it's educational. That's at least the hope. And you have to let me know if it's educational. That being said, who do we thank, right? What are our sources of our information? And then how are these sources, how have they inspired us to really transform and evolve our thinking? So when I started this channel, it was all about an active curation strategy. Are there smart people that I read about or watched and I appreciated what they're producing? I shared that with my friends and colleagues. Just, it's a busy world out there. There's lots of information flowing. So in an effort to kind of share what I've learned, I just started curating other people's content. And I spent a lot of time, of course, on content marketing and curating content, having my colleagues listen to cool podcasts I've heard or read cool articles. And that process of curation, mixed with your passion of a passion both for content marketing and social selling, helps you then evolve. And once you start talking about and curating a specific piece of content over a period of time, you then form your own opinions. And this active curation strategy led to more original thinking, and where I currently am around thriving at the intersection of content marketing and social selling, and how an awesome social selling strategy is purely a function of a documented content marketing strategy, therein requiring sales and marketing alignment. So that's the passion area that I have, and I've developed this unique point of view simply through this active curation strategy, which has allowed me to kind of build upon that information from others and then form my own opinion. And before you know it, here's the channel in which we're really seeking to transform sales leaders into thought leaders and help them build trust and credibility and evolve and thinking like publishers. So that being said, who are our great sources of information and who has inspired us in this channel? Have to start out with Joe Pulizzi and Robert Rose from the Content Marketing Institute. Great guys. I love listening to their weekly podcast and reading all the great information coming out of the Content Marketing Institute and attending their events. Not only are they sharp, smart, and entertaining, and they add a lot of value, they're just good people too, right? Joe's a fellow Northeast Ohioan. He's an awesome guy. I've gotten to know him pretty well, not only from a professional standpoint, but I really have a lot of respect for his personal endeavors and his Orange Effect Foundation, to fight autism and the impact it's had on his family. In addition, Robert Rose, kind of a snarky LA guy, like an entertainment guy. And, you know, he kind of snubs salespeople a little bit. I get that attitude and that edge from him, but that's cool. I love it, right? I love it that I've turned him into my patron saint of social selling, because this whole notion of what should salespeople talk about, what should salespeople share, it's information related to their products and services, not about their products and services. So like it or not, Robert, you're a big influence on the sales community. So love those guys, continue to value and appreciate their content, and they've inspired me to build upon their great thinking around content marketing for brands and enterprise brands and applying it to a personal level, once again, to help individuals, marketing-minded sales leaders and sales-minded marketing leaders evolve as an industry expert by publishing their knowledge and expertise. So I want to say thanks to those guys. Another one we want to thank, and another one who inspires us, Marcus Sheridan, the sales lion. Great dude, love his passion, love his enthusiasm. I attended his workshop, his agency workshop several months ago. His foundational information on driving a content marketing workshop and driving buy-in for a content marketing strategy and an inbound strategy is the foundation for a lot of the work and my thinking around how Google has destroyed the sales profession. And he really is an expert on search and inbound marketing and Google's impact on the way buyers buy and sell or sell. And I've taken that, his source, great source content, and he's inspired me and I've built upon that. Once again, at this intersection of content marketing and social selling, he's a great dude, really authentic, is real, right? He's 100% real. Continue to be inspired by Marcus and all the great work that he's done in building up a thriving business and a thriving, professional life, and also his personal life is thriving as well. Next, we have two guys, right, from Rainmaker Digital or Copyblogger Media, and they are Johnny Naster and Jared Morris. Love Johnny Naster, really kind of unassuming guy. He has the Hack the Entrepreneur podcast, and he also is a co-host with Jared Morris on the Showrunner podcast. Johnny's big inspiration for me is just get started. Like, just jump in, just get started. You're not going to be perfect. It's going to take 10, 20, 50, 100 episodes, 100 programs before you're really happy and satisfied. In fact, you're probably never happy and satisfied, but each time you produce and hit publish, it's going to get a little bit better and a little bit better. And so Johnny has really inspired me to just keep going and just keep producing. Don't be embarrassed. Don't feel goofy. Just own it, right? Just own it and keep going and keep evolving. Because every time you step up and you hit record and you share your knowledge and you share your thoughts, it's going to get a little bit better and a little bit more refined. So I want to say thanks to Johnny for that inspiration. And his tag team partner, Jared Morris, just a sharp guy, really smart marketer. Really love the way in which he manages a very active production schedule. I think he's on at least four podcasts, if not more. We're bringing it on home. A person I don't know personally, but I just love and appreciate his passion, is Alex Bloomberg from Gimlet Media. And he's currently driving the company Gimlet Media and the startup podcast. You know, these guys are from NPR, right? In the old This American Life and Planet Money. They have a passion for storytelling and they agonize over every second in the production and post-production process. And this passion for storytelling really shines through. And so they continue to be an inspiration, really trying to craft a story, make it interesting, make it compelling, and to keep you watching, right? And keep you engaged and entertained and informed, hopefully. We're gonna bring it on home. We have two more left. Wanted to thank Vina. She's great. She's my tag team partner in this entire production, publishing, and promotion process. Been working with her for several months now. Not only does she always deliver, but she's a great person for me to bounce ideas off of, and really just, she's a smart marketer, great intuition about what's compelling in the space, and really appreciate all the hard work she does, and couldn't do this without her. So thank you very much. Last but not least, my wife, Amy, the mother of our two boys and the most awesome, fierce person that I know, right? She is truly a fighter. She's hyper-competitive athlete, extremely fit, always speaks her mind. You know exactly where you stand. I have so much respect for the fact that she literally is not afraid. Like, she's not afraid. She'll tell you what she thinks, and she owns it. And this approach to life has really helped her this past year, because she's had her own challenges, was diagnosed with colorectal cancer, but has just been a champ through this entire process, has gone through surgeries and lots of, you know, we had some minor complications along the way, and there's a tedious process involved, which I'm not going to get into here on this program. But she kicks butt on a consistent basis. She's a fierce competitor. She's had such a great positive attitude through this whole process. We have one more step to go, surgery in 2 weeks to kind of complete the process. And she's going to fly right through this and sail right through this, you know, with strength and energy. I know she's going to do well. And she is so great at what she does, which helps me do what I do, right? So she puts up with my kind of wackiness of shooting videos in the basement, talking to you all, trying to share and refine my thinking around content marketing and social selling. And it couldn't happen without her, right? She just runs the house, and I'm just the guy going to work, trying to do my thing. And even though her friends are probably laughing about how this goofy video, she doesn't care, because she owns her position, and she's not afraid to just be super authentic and super driven and super passionate. So I wanted to say thank you, love you, and we'll crush it here over the next couple weeks, and we'll get through this. So that's a wrap for this week. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving holiday, and you're not going to beat too many people up shopping out there. And next week, we'll go back to our regular format. We'll continue. We're on step 6 of 7. That'll be episode 32. And I hope we're going to wrap it up here and just say, let's always think like marketers and sell like animals. Have a great weekend. It's time.